The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus it will be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Firstly, a parish announcement. Next Monday, no 12:15 Mass. Why? Because there's a wedding long since planned. Long before we ever planned this Mass. So you can show up to 12:15 if you want. Maybe you can be a groomsman. Maybe you can be the flower girl. But that's just one time and one time only. In all my life, I've never heard of a Monday wedding. But it's happening. Okay, sign of the apocalypse. Who knows? Little tiny thought for you here today. I don't know about you, but here's something I've always wondered. And that is, why must beautiful things in this world pass away? I hope I'm not the only one who's wondered that, but really, I do, it saddens me. You know, you look at the beautiful autumn leaves, for example, and they're so beautiful. Something inside me asks the question, why do they ever have to fall? Or you look at the flowers in the springtime. Something inside me asks that question, why do they ever have to wilt? Just a couple of days ago, there was this magnificent sunrise. Or rather, the sun hadn't exactly risen yet, but the sky was still a hue that was somewhere between black and purple and blue, and you could still see a few stars still left in the sky, and the sunlight struck the clouds in such a way that it appeared to be streams of fire suspended in the air. And you know what made me sad? I knew it would only last for a minute. I asked, why can't life have a pause button, right? Or the beautiful actress or the glistening athlete, you know eventually they've got to succumb to old age and immobility and weariness and aches and pains and eventually to death. And it leaves you asking the question, you know, must it be this way? Why must it be this way? A few years ago, there was a Bulgarian abstract conceptual artist. He went by the name Christo. And I've never cared much for abstract conceptual art, but he made some beautiful things. For example, in the pathways of Central Park in New York City, he made these archways that were covered with these beautiful amber filaments of fabric, and they floated in the breeze, and it was so beautiful. And then, in 1 week, he took them all down. And everybody said, "Those were so beautiful. Why'd you take them all down?" And he answered, "Because the only reason I put them up in the first place was to make a point. Namely, I want people to appreciate the beautiful things in this world that do not last." Now, why must beautiful things fade away? You want to know why? Because all beauty in this world is on loan from God. Only God is beautiful just by being himself. And fading beauty is meant to remind you, do not set your heart on things that must pass away. So here in the gospel, we hear the story of Jesus tell the story of this rich young man, so spectacularly rich that he has to build even more grain silos to store all of his grain. But of course, he dies that very night. Jesus calls him a fool. Why does Jesus call him a fool? Because he set his heart on things that can't last. That's why. In the Psalms, there's a line that says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God above. When you give your heart to things that must pass away, you act like you don't believe in God. You might profess God on your lips, but in your actions, you are an atheist. This world is thy ship and not thy home, our own patroness, St. Therese, once said, and God orders all things in this world not to your earthly happiness, but to himself. Note, God does not order this world to your earthly happiness. You want to know why? Because there is no such thing. You could have everything in the entire world delivered up to you on a silver platter and it wouldn't satisfy you. Only God satisfies the human heart. So you want to know what? You think about that, you pray about that, you say, thank goodness. Thank goodness God has given us a beautiful world, but with beautiful things that pass away. Why do they pass away? Because God's inviting us to direct our hearts to him, in whom alone we can have rest, he who is the beauty that never fades. So ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Ignatius of Antioch, pray for us.